Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shoppe. Well, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
Good morning, good evening, everybody. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Grab your socks and drop your cock. It's time to talk. I'm Hammer in the evening with Ellen, with our special guest, lady from Maine.
Good evening,
Melissa. Okay, I'm getting feedback. Our special guest, lady from Maine, Melissa, and the beautiful lady from Ebony Island. Adrian, good morning. Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. She said Ebony Island.
Ebony Island.
Ebony Island.
Yeah.
Ebony Island.
You go running on that island, and a lot of black African beautiful goddesses are running butt naked. You saw it in the National
Oh,
Fire.
My goodness.
They're there. They're there. All right.
I knew
my
that was coming.
Yeah. You know,
Brian, is
30
minutes going to be enough, or do you want me to extend it?
No, 30 minutes is fine. I'm just going to. The reason we're on this evening because Melissa and Ellen and I and everybody else we're here to support Adrian because she was going to go on her show, but it didn't work. Something happened. You know, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have to let you know, and I told Brian. I tried the number twice thinking that I dialed the wrong number.
And oh, you did? Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
Brian,
I am your
I
evening.
I think you should at least go for an hour. 30 minutes.
I don't know. You know, I don't
I do.
Know. I don't know how.
Ellen.
Really? Because I don't know. I don't know. Because
I mean, if you guys can stand life going on around my house, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
you're busy.
I'm talking about life going on around my house. Okay, maybe put
right.
It, put it on the washing
but I think
machine and
I think they can. I think they. I think they can. They know. Or, you know, we're on the phone and life happens. I mean, I'm sure it is. They
sure.
know. I think
we
can tolerate
well,
yeah, it.
You just heard Erin come in and tell me. You know, she got some. She needs her skirt washed.
Oh, well, tell her. Really? Well, we're only going to be here for half an hour. Tell her to be dirty for a while. Be dirty.
Oh,
walk around the house. Like, who's going to see her? Turn
one into
joke.
A dirty joke.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Get a load of me in the evening. Yeah, get a load of me in the yeah. evening time, you bastards.
Yeah.
I see.
This is Brian.
You like this throughout the day, huh?
I am, too. I carry it on, baby. I don't turn this off until 12 midnight.
There's,
I got one gear. Well,
there's
go.
No
even
off switch.
No, even no. then he doesn't turn it off.
I don't. That's right.
He'd be in his dream home.
That's it. I'm like a black Energizer bunny. I don't stop until you shoot me in the head. What was that? Anyway. All right. Prepare for some inappropriate internet or radio talk. That's me. We're here in the evening, invading your ears. And if you're one of those trolls surfing and saying, "What's a new show?" Yeah, come on in, bitches. I stopped smoking for 5 days. You know, I need some troll food. Yeah, I need some troll food. Yeah.
Man, there's so many trolls. They can have their own TV show.
I know, they should. Oh, man. Yeah, come on in. You're food for me. All right, everybody.
People are ridiculous these days.
I know. I'm sorry you know, we have problems with Blog Talk, too, and I'm sorry you had that problem, Adrian. But your friends were here. Melissa was here. We saw you post. I called Melissa. Let's go, yeah, let's support Adrian, yeah. I called Ellen. Yeah, let's support Adrian. And then all of a sudden, where's Adrian? And then I see Adrian. Well, I'll be on next week. Look at my Jerry Curl shit. What? What?
Oh, man. You know, because, you know, remember I told you I don't have my own computer, so I can't set up everything for myself yet?
Right.
So I really need to get that fixed.
Yeah. Well, how come our Melissa has been, who put Melissa on mute?
I had to call
Melissa?
Back
in. Oh, you had to. Okay. Well, let's get
okay.
this going. You know, we're going to do like we do at the morning show. Have you never heard the morning show? Too bad, because we're going to do the same thing. And here's how it works. We're unprepared, we don't give a fuck, and we're going to go with it. That's it. And just, that's how we are. You know what I mean? We don't prepare. Adrian, do you guys prepare for your show? Because we don't prepare for our show. You know what I mean?
No, they kind of just like, well, if I, you know, like if I post the topic, that's about it. Other than that, we don't really talk to each other before the show.
We don't.
No,
I mean,
there's something
Brian and I talk to each other before the show, but it's not like we're talking to each other about what we're going to talk about on the show. We have no idea what we're going to talk about in the morning. It's supposed to be an early morning pre-radio meeting. You know, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's just wing it.
Yeah, and then she goes, and I go, why did you wake me up in the morning? You got to be on in 5 minutes. Give you no excuse. What do you want to talk about? I don't want to talk about anything. That's how our meeting ends. Well,
yeah,
thanks
that's
to
how
Adrian.
Ours, we go the same way, too. It's like if
do
there's
really?
A specific topic, that's it.
Well, you know, thanks to Adrian, I do have a topic to talk about. Oh, by the way, I usually have a show in the morning. All right, you little bitches. Sure, you're working and you got things to do and you don't have time to listen to me. Okay, fine. Guess what? I'm here tonight. Bitches. Everything's on rerun, everybody. I looked at the shows. It's rerun. What do you got? Huh? Come on. Come on. Don't make me drop this fucking phone. Did I mention I stopped smoking for 5 days? I'm ready. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to troll myself. Hey, Brian. Hey, who are you? Fuck you. Oh, yeah, you're a troll. Just warming everybody up.
Oh, my God.
You can have some of my trolls. They
yeah.
seem to pop up every time I make a post.
Yeah, exactly. I'm warming up the troll audience. Thanks to Adrian. thanks to Adrian, we do have a topic. I have this love affair about Satan Oprah.
Oh, God.
Fucking fat-ass Oprah. So Adrian is really nice. She'll send me stories. She'll send me stories for tomorrow's show. Well, I'll use it for this show. Here's the headline. This is what Adrian sent me. See, Seal has a problem with Oprah, too. He brought her out. Seal has a problem. So here's what Seal says. You've been part of the problem for decades. Seal accuses Oprah of ignoring Weinstein rumors. See? You know Oprah has a drinking problem when she likes to order some Weinstein. Yeah. I give that to the night audience. Oh, love it. Jokes are free.
Weinstein.
I have some Weinstein, please. Yes.
Stop giving people ideas.
I know it. I know it will be some Weinstein. I know. I know. Damn you, people. Steal my Weinstein. So anyway, I am here not to entertain you. I am here to do a show. If you're entertained, fine. I haven't been on at night, and it should be no different. I'm on the fucking phone. It's not like, well, I know it's nighttime, and I'm talking to people. So it is different. I'm not allowed to do that. Here we go. Singer Seal slammed Oprah Winfrey following her inspirational Golden Globe speech. Well, when was this, Adrian? This was sent, what year? I'm trying to, look like it's recent. Looks like it's recent.
Yeah, it is recent.
Well, it is. Recent, January 11th. 2018, so it's not too far off. It's only a couple of months ago. Well, can you imagine going to bed with
2018?
Seal? Look at that.
Is it 2018 or 2019? If it was
2018,
it's 2018. Over a year ago.
Don't upset Adrian. She thinks it's recent. She's on CP time. All right, it's recent. Here you go. January 11th, 2018.
Hey, you need the credit. I'm sending you stuff.
You really are.
It still holds true today. Look, a year later, it's correct.
Yeah, exactly. And don't accuse black people for being late. Let's just humor Adrian. She gets upset at night.
Okay.
Breaking news. Here we go. Breaking news. January 11th, 2018. Okay, let's go with it. Singer Seal slammed Oprah Winfrey following her inspirational Golden Globe speech, claiming she knew about the rumors surrounding Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, but did nothing. Seal, can you imagine going to... Now, Seal's not the best-looking black guy in the world, you know what I mean?
He was in a fire when he was younger, and that's what happened to
him. Oh, my goodness, Brian.
Brian, isn't that night? You're laughing at
that. I'm so inappropriate for night. You're not even appropriate for the evening time, you. Okay. So the Seal caught on fire. Go ahead.
My God. Nighttime.
Melissa,
are they waiting for him?
You wanted him to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And later we'll hear a Samuel Jackson thing called Go the Fuck to Sleep if you're still awake.
Oh, cool.
But okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the story. Seal says, you did nothing, Oprah. When you have been part of the problem for decades, but suddenly they all think that you are the solution, he said in a pair of Instagram captions Wednesday alongside two photos of Winfrey and Weinstein. Winfrey and Weinstein, it sounds like a law firm. I'll get you. I'm going to Winfrey and Weinstein.
A Jewish law firm. Winfrey and Weinstein.
My lawyers, Winfrey and Weinstein, will come to your house. Yeah, Winfrey and Weinstein. Would you like your Weinstein cold or chilled, my dear?
That's cold or chilled?
Yeah, chilled.
Thing?
All right. You know, we're going to be kinder and gentler at the evening time because you're not familiar with me. But here's what we're going to do. If you have been sexually molested, I'd like to hear about it. And then you get a gift if it's good. How's that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
He did it.
Brian, if they call in and they tell us that story, I can give everybody a sample of pink zebra unicorn dust.
That's right. That's right. And if you, if you're a Catholic,
Melissa was asking me a question. Pink zebra is it's soy wax beads that you put into, you know, warmers. You know the
for scent.
Two warmers and everything. Yeah, scented wax.
Mm.
Got it. I thought you meant for the butt. I thought you meant for the butt.
No,
that's good. And if you're a good Catholic guy and you're a good Catholic boy at church, you could win some nice little anal beads and a dildo.
Ooh.
Make you feel at home.
Goodness.
I got that too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Every time you sin, he pulls out one bead at a time. Oh, Father, steps in. Ooh.
Did you hear about that priest that was found dead?
That is the worst joke, Adrian.
I know.
Really?
Yes, it's a priest that was accused of molesting boys, and he was found dead in his home.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they're going to solve that crime. All they have to do is just find the victims, and each one's a suspect. Can you imagine that?
Oh really?
Wow.
Why
may he burn in hell.
Oh,
well, I mean, who else will kill a priest? I mean, there are not many priest serial killers, but see, somebody, it has to be somebody who, you know what I mean, who's still angry, their butt still hurts, and they're going after him.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
they're literally butt hurt.
I say, exactly, they're butt hurt. I say we find the guy with the biggest hemorrhoid, he's a major suspect. Done.
Oh my God.
Probably has a couple of polyps. Yeah.
Oh my
goodness.
Thank you, Adrian, for letting us know that. He's going into hell. Well, anyway, let's go back to fat ass Oprah. So anyway. So Weinstein alleged that serial sex crimes sparked the hashtag MeToo movement. Weinstein, really? And a cascade of accusations of abuse, harassment, and assault against powerful men. How come I haven't been? I'm waiting for somebody to accuse me of something, because I will own up to it. I would tell them, hey, can you spread the rumor? I need the listeners. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I mean, R. Kelly's victims hide me out. Just, you're not leaving, Brian. Here we go.
Oh, that case is getting weirder by the day.
Me no. I know. All right, I'll calm down. He ended the post with a hashtag sacrimonious Hollywood. After Winfrey's passionate speech while receiving the Cecil B. DeMille Award, people from all over the world admired the 63-year-old champion for women's rights. The speech led to Oprah for her presidential hashtag Oprah 2020.
Oprah's 63 years old?
Yeah.
63. And she looks every bit of it, of old, burnt-out road. Seal's comments didn't sit too well. I know. Melissa's already happy. Okay, we're going to go up. She's happy, but when I come on, it's like, ugh. Oh, God.
Why did I say
Well, Seal's comments didn't fit too well with many social media users.
Oh.
Yeah. And they responded from the. I don't even know how much time we have. Take it easy, people. This tragedy is going to end soon because we only got a half an hour. Ellen, let's see what time we got. Ellen, leave it alone. Now we got 38 minutes. How are you doing the math there, Ellen?
Ellen, do it.
Don't you dare. Don't you
do
dare.
It.
No. I'm thinking we have a half an hour.
I already extended it another 30 minutes. Okay, that's all we're doing. Thank you.
No, let me see what you got here. I'm going to erase that. All right. See, Cindy's not. Now, Cindy's going to come home. She doesn't know I'm going up, so you probably hear some real life. What do you call it? Like, this will make the Kardashian real world sound like
silly. She'll
bust
you up.
Oh, she will. She'll just look at me and go, ugh. Ugh. I'm on a diet, so I hit my wrappers. I bought a candy. Yes.
Did you hide under the bed or between the couch pillows?
You know, Adrian's close to it. I brush my teeth 3 times, and I drink some Listerine, and I rub my lips with Comet. You're not going to find that evidence. I don't like the taste of pine salt.
Like when your lips fall off.
I know. You've got to notice something different when my lips are just so white and going, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Seal's comment didn't sit too well with many social media users who responded at the Kiss from a Rose singer. Model Christy Teigen noted everyone has a past. Let's just say we have heard things about each other, haven't we? And comments, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, I'm going to speed up a little bit. So, you know, we never made a live call in the evening time, you know, at a restaurant. You know, Ellen, let's call a busy restaurant. Let's give them a hard time. I mean, if we're going to baptize the evening show, why don't we do it? Let's show these nighttime bloggers what a real show is like. Right? Ellen, give me a restaurant. Anybody that has to be, you know, really busy at night, people having dinner and everything like that. I'm going to call as a disabled person that I have a disabled kid and everything and see if they allow us in. Give me a steakhouse. Anybody, a steakhouse. Black Angus? Black Angus?
Outback?
Outback.
All right. Ellen, give me Louisiana Outback restaurant, and let's see if they'll give us a table.
Okay. Hold on.
Meanwhile, let's go on with our story. So that's the story about Oprah. So what do we learn about Oprah? She's a fat ass, and she has 2 faces. Not because she lies, because her face is so fat, they have 2 of them. Fat ass Oprah.
Oh, she's irritating.
Welcome to Black Radio. Hey, girl.
What is that? What's all these names for everything? A name is a solution.
It's always a name. Hello, this is Black Radio. You know, I'm going to talk, but you'll get the sound within 20 minutes later. We're on CP radio time. All right.
Oh, God. Here you go.
All right, here we go. Adrian is nice enough. I was going to save this topic for tomorrow's show. Ellen, did you already give me a number to the restaurant already that fast?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Because our next subject, Ann Coulter has just commented on Donald Trump. It's very interesting what she said and everything. But let me get this call out of the way. That's why Cindy's not here, because she hates it when I make live calls, because then she figures she can't go out and eat anywhere. All right. What am I calling? Outback restaurant?
Ceresto.
Oh, jeez. We just lost her. We just lost her.
No, my commercial is on. Ceresto,
I know.
Ceresto. You're calling Outback Steakhouse. You're in Metairie, Louisiana.
You know what? Something happened with Blog Talk. I'm out. Okay, I'm back. Something's happened with Blog Talk, I'm telling you. All right, let's call this restaurant and let's see if we can get it. Okay, let's see if we can get a table. What do you say?
Okay.
Let's see if we can get a table. Let's see if we can get a table. What is better, being disabled or a celebrity that, you know, that we're expecting a big celebrity coming in and like to have certain things I want done? What is better?
Do both. A disabled celebrity. Do both.
A disabled celebrity? Okay.
Disabled celebrity.
Yeah, let's do a disabled celebrity.
All in one.
Okay. Boy, you're really trying. Mm-hmm. Boy, Melissa, let's test this son of a bitch. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A disabled celebrity. Here we go. Let's go live with a disabled celebrity. Here we go. Here you go, everybody.
G'day, mate. Thanks for calling Outback Steakhouse in Metairie.
The hell?
Located at 2746 7th Avenue. We're currently open for business. Sheesh,
okay.
That sounds so serious. Let's just say we're open for steak. Press 1 for call ahead sitting. Press 2 for curbside takeaway
and
delivery.
You're going to have to call this guy.
Press
0
for an
outback. You're going to have to call him. I'm going to hang up. Okay, Ellen, you're going to have to. Uh-oh. Okay, you call him, okay? A disabled celebrity. Okay, I'm trying to get into my head. Let me know. You go ahead and call.
Okay, hold on.
Hello? Oh, disabled celebrity. Got it.
G'day, mate. Thanks for calling Outback Steakhouse in Metairie, located at 2746 7 Avenue. We're currently open for business. Sheesh, that sounds so serious. Let's just say we're open for steak. Press 1 for call ahead sitting. Press 2 for curbside takeaway and delivery. Press 0 for an Outbacker.
Okay. God, that sounds like, yeah, that sounds like something I want. I want an Outbacker. Zero. Yeah. Go zero.
Please hold for assistance.
Okay, disabled celebrity.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
My name is Barnaby Jones, and I want to see if I can order. Well, we have a celebrity that's going to come with us, and we'd like to know if we can reserve a table for, let's say, 15. But we kind of want it in a private area.
Is it for tonight?
Huh? Jones.
Is it for today?
I can barely hear you.
Is it party for today?
Yeah, we're going to have we're going to party today, and we'll party tomorrow, and we'll probably party next. Oh, yeah, 15, the name of the party is Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, so you're coming tonight, right?
Yes, we are coming tonight because we got some hosts. Yeah, we're going to be there tonight.
All right. Okay, just give me a second. Hold on.
Sure.
Some people say that steak is the pinnacle of human achievement. Coincidentally, all those people have also enjoyed a
kind of nosy bud.
Funny how that works.
Disabled celebrity.
At Outback, our drinks are hand selected to complement the bold flavor of our steak.
I would be the worst.
And the really hot
Hello.
Is perfectly cooked.
Hello? Ellen, I don't know.
Can make you cry at Outback.
They have you on hold.
Why? I got a disabled celebrity on hospice. He doesn't have long to wait.
Outback, you can now order four beers at once with our
beer. Will his old dead ass and
our calculations tell us that's pretty good.
Ellen, hang up and call him again. I don't have time for this. When you got half an hour.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. Give me another steakhouse. Give me another Outback somewhere else. Do you have another Outback in Louisiana?
Yeah, that was Outback. Hold on.
I know, but do you have another one or something?
Yeah.
What was that, Ellen? What was that restaurant that we went to when your cooks were drug addicts? That we went and ate. What was the name of that restaurant?
Acme Oyster House.
Yeah, call them. Call the Oyster House.
Okay, hold on.
All right. So while Ellen's calling, I mean, you'll give me the number to the Oyster House. While Ellen is getting that number, and Coiter. Some people know it as Coulter. So she's turning against Trump.
Wow.
And she came out. This is on Breitbart News. This is like actually today. This is today. March 13th. No, this is yesterday. Here it is, headline. Let me know when it's in the studio. Here's what Ann Coulter said. It is now clear that Trump isn't waiting for a better moment. This was not an anonymously. That's right.
Okay.
Anonymously.
What? An anomaly, and
yeah.
The numbers in the studio.
All right, this is the Oyster House, okay.
Yeah, it's Acme
right.
Oyster House.
Acme, what is it, a cartoon? Acme Oyster House, like I'm in a Bugs Bunny cartoon? Come on, really? Acme Oyster? Really? Melissa wouldn't
yeah.
even eat there. Acme Oyster? Okay. All right. Acme Oyster. Well, you wouldn't get this on Adrian's show. Her show is good. you bastard. She should be watching TV. All right, here we go. It's called The Oyster. A disabled celebrity.
Thank you for calling Acme Oyster House in Metairie. This is Ginger. May I help you?
Ginger. Oh, spicy. Ginger, my name is Brian. Oh, look at how you doing, Ginger. You know, you're my favorite on the island, but I hated Gilligan.
All right.
Yeah.
Ginger, what can I do for you, Mr. Brian?
Oh, you could do a lot for me, Ginger. Ginger, I need your help. I have a celebrity. I'm in the entourage, and I have a celebrity. And when I come in, we're in Louisiana only for the weekend, and we need a table for about 15. Is it possible that maybe we can make room tonight for me, Gingy baby?
Hold on 1 second, okay? Just give
I'll
me
hold
1 second.
For you. But I'll release it when you're when you're back. Okay. I like Ginger.
The minute you walk through the
door, I hated
Gilligan.
That Marianne was just a bitch.
It's a place where family and friends can meet up to talk a little, laugh a lot.
Is it the same guy from the other restaurant?
I guess our New Orleans hospitality just makes everyone feel right at home. So come on in.
Oh, really? I could talk.
Appetite for food, fun,
oh, really? I could talk like that.
Can you talk like that?
I'll try. Make it worth having. Oh, bitch.
You want to become a favorite yeah. restaurant or locals without.
You want to become a favorite restaurant? You put that oyster right on them titties, lady.
You know, that
yeah, that's right. We'll clamp them oysters on them tight little nipples. That's how we cook it in New Orleans. You bite the oyster and it'll bite you back. Seafood, if you see food, you better eat it.
Good old-fashioned New Orleans hospitality.
New Orleans hospitality. That's right. Y'all come back now here.
Thank you for holding. This is Ricky Malpe.
Yes, Ricky. My name is Barnaby Jones, and I'm with a celebrity that we wanted to reserve a table for about 15. The celebrity, I don't want anybody to get too excited. It's going to be Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if we could put, you know, we could get Stevie, sneak Stevie in there, and at are you designed for the handicap? Because, you know, Stevie moves his head around and everything, and you know, if we get too close to an area, that you know, we want to give other people inside of us a concussion. You know, and I'm not, you know, I'm
sure.
trying to be funny, but you know, when Stevie has a little bit of drinks, so
sure, no problem. What I can do is the best way to get somebody in the to get him in the restaurant, if you're
right.
trying to, you know, be you know, trying to not have everybody see him. Would be through one particular exit, entrance. Now, let me see what that section looks like right now. Are you guys on the way, or?
Well, we're going to be flying in. We're going to be flying in tomorrow, and so we're
okay.
planning our agenda. We're not going to do it tonight, but I'm just, you know, I want to prepare all this stuff because, you know, the crew's going to come in a little early to check out to make sure everything's okay, and you'll be the gentleman we'll be talking to. Do you have entertainment because Stevie likes to watch the stage and everything and see what's going on and likes to watch the band?
We don't have any entertainment, no, sir.
Okay, but do you have music going on?
We have music over the speakers, you know, over the
okay.
you know, over the system.
Okay, that's good.
No
because
live music
also,
or anything like that.
Is there any way that I could go on your internet and find out your menu because he's allergic to some of the shellfish, and I wonder if we can order beforehand and then call ahead because we do want to eat there. Can we, you know, is anything like that we can do?
Yeah, we have a menu at acmeoyster.com.
Okay, because we're going to go there because if Stevie gets a hold of some fish, he blows up like a blowfish. You know, like
sure.
Stevie and the blowfish. Yeah, that's a Stevie
sure,
Wonder
sure.
joke. Okay.
What time are you guys
yeah,
planning on coming?
Probably about 8 p.m. You can't miss us. We'll be the one with the black guy up there running around with, you know, can't be bumping in the trash cans and shit. But about maybe 8 p.m.
Sure. Now, are you you as manager or?
We're one. I'm not the manager. I'm related to Stevie, and I can cool. You know, I fool around with Stevie a lot. I'm his cousin, but I'm part of the crew. The manager is going to be looking at the menu, and he's going to be ordering, and then I'm going to let him know your name, and so ahead of time they can prepare the food.
Sure. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Barnaby Jones.
Okay. And do you have a phone number I can reach you back at?
Yeah, you can. Right now, my cell phone, because right now we're in New York, is 646-595-3032. And can I, what's your online website so we can look at some of your menu?
Yeah, it's acmeoyster.com.
Acmeoyster.com. Okay. Do you have... Stevie's favorite place is Hooters. Do you have women with big tits? I mean, Stevie can't see them, but he likes to feel this. He likes to feel them when he sits down at the table.
Yeah, well, we're not going to have that kind of thing going on.
But is Steve, hello? Huh, how rude. How rude.
Oh, my God.
You ass. You
oh
were doing
God.
So well. You were doing so well.
Yeah, you really were.
I thought you would have been hung up.
He's like braille tits. I can't see
I know, right? Come on. Who are you? You're crazy, man. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Stevie and the Blowfish. All right.
You
oh, Adrian, don't you wish you guys would have went up? Because, oh, my goodness.
I like Hootie and the Blowfish.
He can't see the tits, but he likes to feel it. You know, we don't do that here. Sorry, sir.
We're not going to have that kind of stuff going on.
This fuckery going on at nighttime, get him off the air. Why are you? I'm talking about relationships.
Yeah, fuck that.
All right.
Fuck that. Brian,
yeah.
While you have your show live, I know you're such a jester. I have a special request. He is a jester. He's our jester. I would love it for you, and I think you guys, I'm going to be morbid. Maybe not. You know, somebody close to me died, and his name is Aaron Smith, and I would love for you to play the song. Speaking of Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
That's what I'll do.
I would love that.
That's what I'll do.
I would love that.
Oh, would you?
I would love that.
I'm going to do that right now. Give me a minute to set it up.
That's it.
I just called.
To say
I love you.
I just called to say I love you.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you
want to
say anything?
A part. Lover.
Sure, I would.
No. Ellen.
Yeah. I lost somebody very close to me who, you know, died of an overdose 2 days ago. Very great person. And I spent a lot of time with him, and I really loved him.
Wow.
Loved him a lot.
Really?
I just called.
What's his name again?
Oh, yeah. Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith. Okay,
Aaron
this,
Smith.
Of course, you know
this
I,
is out
you know.
Him.
Right.
I've had a rough day, you guys.
I know, kiddo. You want to tell, what kind of person was Aaron? Do you remember?
Oh, he was awesome. Sure, he was tough. He was an MMA fighter.
Wow.
He was smart, and he was a good boy. And I had him live with me for about 18 months. He was a great person.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great, loving person. Mm-hmm.
Have you reached out to the family at all?
Yeah.
But go ahead. Tell me all about him. Tell me all about him because I'll play
the
song.
He was, you know, people thought he was always tough. But he was really childlike. And they had never celebrated Halloween. And he loved it when I did. and he would, you know, there was something he loved in holidays, and, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, I just really loved him. He was like another kid to me. So it's been
a
yucky day,
Right.
But I love
you.
Aaron Smith. Mm-hmm. Aaron Smith.
Okay. Well, this goes out to Aaron Smith. Even though we may not see you, we know you're not gone, because that's my belief. And anytime you think about Aaron, and you can still talk to him, he may not answer you like you're used to, but this is my belief. He hears you. He hears you. And this song goes out to Aaron Smith by Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you. Here you go.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup of candy heart to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another no April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that I must say. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time for birds to fly. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, so old, so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever. I just called to say I love you.
out to Aaron from Melissa from Maine. Safe travels, Aaron. It's not forever. And when it's our time, we'll see you soon. God bless you, Melissa. And we all lose loved ones. I have lost so many. So many. But like I said, they're not gone. And then you look at this site. If the person was suffering, you know, I always have this thing because I have lost loved ones who suffer. And if God came to you and said, you know, I'll bring him back, but he's going to be suffering, he's going to be in pain, or would you want him to stay with me where he has peace and serenity and he's out of pain? What would you choose? Of course you would choose him to be with the Lord, because you don't want him to come back still in worse condition than he was and suffering. It's not living, but I'm sorry that your life has ended so shortly, and sorry that you have suffered during your period. That was a dedication. God bless you. Now, you know
thank
what
you.
We're going
I'm
to
sorry
do.
For your loss, Melissa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. You know, he was a really
was beautiful,
great,
yeah.
great person, and had a lot. It's hard for me. I really loved
I know,
him.
You know.
I don't usually get emotional like that.
You're human.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be what? But being human and caring and loving somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I would worry about you if he didn't. I mean,
yeah.
Think about my dad. When somebody died, he just put him in a trash can and the guy picked him up on Thursday.
Brian did not.
No.
I wanted to
get
Brian.
I get you. But this is I'm like.
Know.
I get you. And
all trash days.
Sad over it, you know. I'm just
you know,
sad. It's okay to be sad. But
it
think
is okay
heard
to be
me.
Sad. Yeah.
And you guys know me. I'm usually pretty stoic. This
right.
This
oh, you know, it was one time. You know, Melissa, I was doing a show one time and Carrie was on. My mother just died right then. So I'm doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get through the show. Carrie comes in. And Carrie goes, oh, for God's sake, can we move on and do the show? Come on,
wow.
I'm dying.
Really?
She said that.
Remember, Aaron? Remember
no,
Ellen?
I wasn't with you. No, I wasn't with you.
Oh, you weren't?
Oh, my God. No, that was just before. That was just before I
yeah.
started.
She goes, oh, for God's sake, can we move on and do the show? I said, my mom just died. All right, we know.
Really?
Wow.
But we, you know, like I said, we're a tight group, and we love each other. And even
yes,
with the,
do.
You know, pain that comes and, yeah. Oh,
it's part
gosh.
Of life, though. It's and you know
sure
what?
It is.
I hate to say it, sweetheart. It's not going to be the first or it's going to be the last or somebody you're going to love that's going to pass.
Well, I'm used
this
to that.
What,
you know what I mean?
Right,
but
right.
Not somebody that's 30 or, you know what I mean? And I'm like,
right.
You know, at their own hand and their own, oh. But you know, when
you
people
know,
do that to themselves, they might
yes.
leave and, right.
Right.
And that, right. But see,
you know,
Brian,
that old,
I think, what could I have done? No, that's me.
Nothing.
What could I have done?
No, what could, nothing. I mean, last time I checked, you were not Jesus.
No. I'm related to him. I'm his cousin.
Well,
Melissa.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
You know
that,
some,
the thing about,
some hit us. Oh,
sorry. Yes, Adrian.
So different depending on the person.
But when it comes down to certain things, like I had three people I knew, actually four, die of suicide back to back, and it was just like devastating for a lot of people. And, you know, my one friend, I got to talk to him prior to him doing it. He just wanted to be at peace. He didn't want his family to keep going through his ups and downs and his battles. He just wanted them to be at peace, too.
Yeah.
Adrian, you're
absolutely
right.
No matter how people go.
You're right. Can you imagine how much pain? I'm going to tell you something. Can you imagine how much pain someone would have to be to do that? I mean, we could say, okay, I want to give you a Band-Aid so you can rest tonight, so we make a minute of our life, every hour that is a struggle.
Absolutely.
And that pain. So it's easy for us to sit in our comfy chair and be around people we love and say, oh, my God, I miss you. But you were, if you were in that pain that they had every hour of the day,
right,
you would think differently. And you would say, you know, like Adrian said, oh, my God, I am celebrating because you're finally at peace and your soul is at rest.
Yeah.
Because every time that you're on here on this earth, the tragedy and the pain that you have felt, I am sorry that you're gone, but I am also at peace that you are finally at peace and at rest.
You know, I felt that way, too. I have. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was
exactly.
very special to me. Very special
right.
to me. And,
right.
Exactly. But anyway.
And then you could pull him out on Thursday because the truck's coming.
Oh, my God, Brian.
That's all right.
I'm trying to make Melissa.
Melissa, I knew my friend was going to pass, was going to do it. Because, like, everybody, I kept telling people, I was like, no, he's finally going to do it. Everybody kept saying, no, he always does it. But then, you know, they were making excuses. I was like, no, but this time is different. It still is different. And then, like, for that whole week, I kept having the dream over and over again. And then finally, we got the news that he did it.
And you know what? What's that saying? God cannot give you so much you can't handle, or something like that. There was something that saying.
God won't give you any more than you can handle.
And maybe that's true. And maybe they cannot handle it anymore. You know, this is not the end. I mean, this is the beginning.
Yeah.
And when you pass, you're going to the next journey. It's not the end.
I agree. But we suffer the most, right? We suffer
right.
the most. You know,
we do because,
choice. Yeah,
right. But and you know, but it's I happen to believe it's not the end, and I kind of know, and we don't have time for that because we've got 3 minutes.
No, you're
it's
right.
The beginning.
You're right.
It's the beginning, and you're going to see him again when it's your turn.
Yeah,
it's not forever. It's not going to be forever. And he's going to be around right now. He's with somebody who he loves. He's with his grandpa. Mm-hmm. He's with his father. He's with this. And
You're right.
I mean,
I know. But on this physical plane, we feel differently. You know what I mean?
We do. Because we're narcissistic. Because we hurt. He's not hurting. We're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We're concentrating on our pain. He's not in any pain anymore.
Yeah.
And we're hurting because we can't touch him or see him or call him. That's us. That's our little thing we have to deal with. Where he is, he's running. He's at peace. He's at love. He's in the hand of God. How can you be upset with that? Well, God, you know. But we have to deal with our own self pain. He's not heartbroken.
He's not in any
pain. Why can't people just be, you know, say, you know what, I closed my eyes, I miss you, I love you, I know you can hear me, but I'm happy that you're not in any pain. That's all I wanted for you. I wanted for you to have peace. I wanted you to be out of pain. I wanted this. And that's where he is.
And there was a lot of pain with this person. There was a lot of pain.
Exactly.
But you know me,
you should be,
I'm the kind of person
right.
that I think to myself, now, Brian, what could I have done? That's me.
What could you have done? You know the situation where he was at, really?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we think we have these, if it was only one word I can say, or
I know, like I'm
something,
God, right?
or that one
like
cake,
I'm God.
Or that,
and I'm not.
Right, And you know what? This is not about you.
No.
But you got to remember, I love you to death, but you got to listen. When you say, when we all say, not just you, in general, what could we have done? It's not about you. It's about him. Think about it. Meaning that you could do nothing. This was not about you. Me, him, for the first time, he made the decision. He was in control of his life instead of something controlling him. If you know what I'm talking about, Melissa? You know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I got you. I lost
it. I get you.
Do you,
no,
you
I
know
get
what
you.
I mean?
Yeah,
and
I do.
So you couldn't do anything because it's not about you. It's about him.
Yeah.
He could have reached out and called you. Bye, Melissa. Bye, everybody. I love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't want to because it was about
him. I only
talked
to him at Thanksgiving, you know, and, yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. This is about his journey.
But he was like, he was like a, you know, like another child to me for about 2 years of my life. And, so,
yeah, but
he was awesome. He was really cool. I liked him. But he was in pain. He was in pain even then. He was in pain then.
Right. And he showed you the good side.
He
sure didn't show
he
you the ugly side.
No.
When he was behind
no.
closed doors and he was going through withdrawals, or he was trying to score this or this, or angry, and he didn't want you to see that part, but that was part of him too. But he took
I
care
think
of
that.
That.